In St. Paul today, the studios of Minnesota Public Radio, I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is Tuesday, the 28th day of August. Good as always to have you along, everybody. At the risk of muddying the international trade waters more than they have already been muddied, we begin today with an update to developments in the renegotiation of the North American Free Trade Agreement. While noting that the Canadian Foreign Minister Chrystia Freeland was back in Washington today trying to get Canada back in that three-party deal after yesterday's news that Mexico and the United States have come to terms, the update for the White House goes a little bit like this. Hold your horses. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson introduces us to something called Trade Promotion Authority.
Trade Promotion Authority, or TPA, sets up this quid pro quo between Congress and the president. Congress gives the president the authority to go out and negotiate trade deals.
That's the quid.
Bill Reinsch with the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Congress sends the president off with goals for those deals and lots of rules and timetables for telling them what he's up to.
The quo from Congress is that if the president does all the things that TPA tells him to do, then Congress agrees to consider the agreement that he brings back in a timely fashion without any amendments.
A simple majority vote. And Congress can't change the carefully negotiated terms of the deal. Here's the thing. Last May, the president notified Congress, like he's supposed to, that he wanted to revise NAFTA with Mexico and Canada. So what happens if he comes to Congress for a vote on a deal without Canada? White House officials say it'd still qualify for these so-called fast-track provisions. But Jennifer Hillman, a professor at Georgetown Law, doesn't see it that way.
In my view, coming back with an agreement that's only between the United States and Mexico is not consistent with that law.
Ultimately, Congress will decide that question. Already, senators from Pennsylvania and Texas have expressed doubts that a U.S.-Mexico deal would qualify for that simple majority, no amendment vote. Without fast-track provisions, Hillman says it'd be a much tougher slog, though not impossible, to get the deal through Congress.
Any one amendment that passes has the potential to take down the agreement unless you go back to the Mexicans and get them to agree to that provision, and then you've got to bring that revised bill back again.
And now you see why fast-track exists in the first place. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.